You're listening to SBS News.
The Gospers Mountain megablaze northwest of Sydney has been brought under control after 2.5 months burning. One of the worst blazes to hit New South Wales burned over 512,000 hectares over the last 2 months. However, in Victoria, homes and lives are under renewed danger as an emergency warning in the state's far east persists. The Cannes Road Bridge fire flared up on Monday afternoon, with an emergency warning issued for Nurrumbi and Nurrumbi North near the New South Wales border. But milder weather forecast across the week is expected to provide further relief for firefighters and bushfire-ravaged communities across both states. And while most have been rescued by sea, Australian Defence Forces have used armoured vehicles to evacuate people from the bushfire-stranded Victorian town of Mallacoota back to Melbourne. Meanwhile, Labor leader Anthony Albanese acknowledges the importance of a royal commission into the bushfire crisis.
I think inevitably we'll have some form of national inquiry such as that. We'll have, of course, coronial inquiries because of the deaths that have occurred.
The opposition leader says it is important to assess current and future action regarding the disaster and the climate.
But we need to actually respond to both the immediate needs, but also to look at the long-term implications of climate change.
Labor has additionally called on the government to develop robust policies to fight climate change. The comments come after Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government's climate policy needs to evolve. Deputy Labor leader Richard Marles says the bushfires have significantly impacted the way Australians view climate change.
This is an unprecedented event, and I think there is a crying out from Australia that we first of all have a government which acknowledges the issue of climate change and then does something meaningful in response.
The coalition has received criticism about its past policy on reaching emissions targets, specifically the use of carryover credits. Australia has attracted worldwide criticism for wanting to use carryover credits to reach targets set out by the Kyoto climate deal. The federal government has defended its policies. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the government is working to meet Kyoto targets via a range of approaches.
We're a smart nation. We're a world-leading nation. We should back ourselves with new technologies to continue to reduce our emissions. We've got $3.5 billion set aside for the Climate Solutions Fund to empower our industries to look at how they can reduce emissions, make it an industry-led rather than a big government approach.
A distinguished economist says Australia must aim for zero greenhouse gas emissions as soon as possible, otherwise bushfire conditions will deteriorate significantly. Ross Garnaut undertook a review for the then Labor government in 2008, which concluded climate change would make bushfires worse in Australia by 2020. He's told the ABC it's in Australia's national interest to be part of global efforts to get to zero net emissions as soon as possible.
Things will keep getting more challenging. Hotter conditions will be worse for bushfires. That will continue to be the case until the world has zero net emissions.
The head of the new National Bushfire Recovery Agency, former Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin, says redeveloping infrastructure will only be part of the challenge. He says rebuilding community spirit will be even harder.
The agency has stood up for 2 years, but the Prime Minister has made it very clear that we do whatever we need. My own experience from this space and my background tells me that the impacts will be felt long down the track, 6 years, 10 years.
Wildlife experts have been urged to fast-track their decision on whether koalas are now endangered amid Australia's unprecedented bushfire crisis. A panel will also be established to create a recovery plan for the koala, which was already considered vulnerable before fire destroyed large areas of their habitats. Environment Minister Susan Lee says it's too early to know the precise impact fires have had on koalas, but it creates a historic environmental challenge.
Everything that can be done to rescue and recover koala habitat will be done, including some innovative approaches that look at whether you can actually put a koala in an area that it hasn't come from. So the best science, the best advice will inform our response.
More than 1 billion animals are thought to have perished in the fires, prompting the federal government to give wildlife and environmental groups $50 million. But Greens leader Richard Di Natale says the $50 million figure is inadequate.
The reality is, Scott Morrison is spending as much on a statue of Captain Cook as he is on our precious plants and animals that have been destroyed in this bushfire. This is a few crumbs on the table at a time when we need a significant investment.
Despite cooler conditions this week, the Rural Fire Service warns against complacency, with months of bushfires expected. Since the start of the fire season over 2 months ago, the RFS has received more than 25,000 membership inquiries. That's compared to an average annual application intake of approximately 4,000. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.